We begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf Mem. We begin Amud Aleph. We begin with Tais de Masel Tis. Begins the words of the Gemara, Dilma Hanemili b'Masnitin. Maybe that's only in the Mishnah of a Brisa Loi, but that would not be the true in a Brisa, which the Gemara had entertained to say that maybe this concept of Halacha Kedivrei Machria is only when it's a third opinion in the Mishnah. But if it's a deciding opinion of Brisa, maybe we wouldn't say that Halacha is necessarily like Machria. Now, and that place is bothered. Avakav deloy kama b'mishnah seinu. Rabbi Yechanan said the statement, they never said that halacha is like the machri in our mishnah, which would seem to indicate that actually would be also in the braisa. But says Taisus, hacha mashma deina halacha gamaisa. But ultimately, it does sound like anyway that halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishum nistam masnit in b'lay kavasei, as we pointed out in previous Taisus, that ultimately it doesn't seem to be like Rabbi Yehuda anyway. It would seem to be like the stam masnit, which is like Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, it would give us another boost to say that Rabbi Yechanan does not say halacha de machriya in a brisa and only says it in a mishnah, and therefore that's what we have to say. They know here explicitly that the halacha is like a Yehuda. Can continue next to the maskel. This begins with the words of the Gemara halacha de machriya, which actually this should be on lamatesim abeis. The halacha is like the machriya, which Taisa qualifies this statement of Rabbi Yechanan that halacha is like the machriya. When does this apply? So, Taisa says, Hachra, what this is the deciding opinion, that's not in all situations. That's Kagoin Kuli Matlonias, a sugya that we brought previously in this Masechta, like the insignificant rags, if it's considered a beggar to be Mekabel Tum or not. We have Sheh Reb Eliezer, Reb Yeshua, Hiskiru Beferish Medevrim, where they mention explicitly in their opinions, Muchen Vesheina Muchen, that's prepared or not prepared, Dahainu, what does that mean? Those are two different cases of Teloi B'magrid, if you hang the rag on a peg, or Benicha Charedel, so you put it behind the door. With Shagilu B'devrim, where they revealed in their words, Sheh Shvar L'chalik B'neim, that there would be logic to differentiate, but they're polar opposite opinions, but it appears to them the safe in them that we don't differentiate. But they mention at least that element that you would think that one is gonna be more yes and more and one more not, because one's called Mukha, one's called Enemukha. Rabbi Kiva, who's somewhere in the middle, who's a third opinion, he's considered the deciding opinion because he's taking what they mention and saying somewhere in the middle. So to Vechin Rabbi Yehuda, so to an Arsur Rabbi Yehuda, who says, also someone in the middle, he says that you're not allowed to shower with hot water, but you're allowed to bathe in cold water, also have a machriya. He's also the deciding opinion. Because Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, his skew with the Vreim, Chavim and Tzemim, they also mention hot water and cold water. Just one is saying both yes, one saying both not. But, and he says Chaman no and Tzemim yes, so therefore we say it halach is like the machriya. But says Taisus, Bachra Shlish is Lohab Bachra, but a third opinion that's not a Hachra, it's not defining the other two opinions. Hava Kiyahi de Perakam and Basacham. That's going to be like the Gemara says in the first Perakam, Basacham of Chavim and Beis, where the Gemara brings over there the Halacha, Chavish Shal Yayin Shal Truma Shenitma. If you have a barrel of wine of a Truma that became Tame, so you can't consume it, what do you do with it? So you have on the one hand, Bishamim, they say Tishavach HaKol. It all has to be spilled out. Besilim, they say, no, the opposite extreme. Tasa Ziluf. You could go ahead and sprinkle on the ground and use it in that way, where it gives a good smell. That Rabbi Shmuel Bar Bisi says, I'm going to decide some in the middle. Bisade in the field, oh, that's where Tashavach HaKol, that's where it has to be spilled out. Or Babayis in the house, oh, there it tosses you, then you could sprinkle it on the ground, which is somewhere in the middle. And that Amalei, they said to him, no, Ein Achra Shlishas Machras, a third independent opinion, that doesn't decide between the other two extreme opinions. Why? Why isn't that considered the same as what we're seeing here in Asugya? So Tais explains, because when Bisham and Bisil say their polar opposite opinions, they don't mention that, yes, both you could do Ziluv or both you cannot do Ziluv, and to mention the house and the field, and to say that both are yeah and both are not. So they didn't say, although yes, one would be more one than the other, but they don't mention that there would be logic to differentiate between the house and the field. So chash of the hachra shlishis. So therefore, the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi is not considered, although he's really some in the middle, he's not considered the defining opinion, and rather he's considered like a third independent opinion. But they told him that halacha does not necessarily follow like you. But and that's what Taisa said, but like a pirsha kunja, not like Rashi, who the pirsha me explains over there, that the reasoning why he's not considered a deyam achras is because it has nothing to do with Beis Shammai. Because the tamay de Beis Shammai, the reason Beis Shammai is limishim to call, it's not because of a stumbling block, which that's what it is according to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi. Rather, it's because of a different reason. Like because of the smell. Shammai say, you now do zilav because you now have benefit from the smell of the yayin of truma that became tamei, because rabbinically that's like drinking. And therefore, that's not It has nothing to do with the differentiation between the house and the field. And that says Tosfos, no, you don't have to say like Rashi. Ella, rather, the reason why they said that you're not the defining opinion is Mashum Dulah his cube of rain, Baisas other, because Beisham Isil don't mention anything about a house in the field, because it appears like we explained, and therefore that's why he's not the Day Machras. Now, Ella, however, says Tosfos that says Tosfos, now, the truth is that the Matzla Meimele, that additionally they could have said to him, the Ein Achra is Tamar Achra. That forget about that because you're not the Dea Machras, they could have told him to Rabbi Shimon Bisi that he lived years after Bisham Mizil, and you're not going to be the Dea Machras simply because you're a Talmud, because the like our Gemara says over here regarding Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva was also a Talmud, never wasn't Dea Machras. And that's the status of the Revus Amru. But that's what the Gemara there says, an added chiddush, even if he wasn't a student, in Achras, he still wouldn't be a Machras, like we said, because that's not included in the Day Machras. It's only if it's what they mention and he's somewhere in the middle. Here they didn't mention it, therefore. But yeah, additionally, it's because he was a Talmud. Now, Tosfos wonders, he says, but behold, it's not the Brachas. This is what the Gemara teaches in the Mishnah of Masechta Brachas of a Megillah base. There's a Machlekes, B'Sham Mesil, what's the order of a Brachas? If you have both oil and a myrtle, Shamer, and they say, Mubarakal Hashem, Mubarakal Mubarakal Hadas. This first you make the bracha on the oil, then you make the bracha on the myrtle, on the hadasim. Ubisilam, and they say, no, Mubarakal Hadas, Mubarakal Hashem. First you make the bracha on the hadas, and then on the Shem. Amram Gali says, Aniachri says, I'm going to be the deciding opinion. Shemen, the oil, Zakinu Larecha, Bezakinu Lezachasa. Oil, we have two benefits. You have smell, and you also could anoint it. Hadas, the myrtle, l'reicha zekinu, it's only for smelling, l'sichas l'sichinu, but it doesn't have an added benefit of anointing. So therefore, the halacha is going to be that you make the bracha on the Shema first. And Amar B'yechanan, what does he say? Halacha k'divi ha-machriya. What does he call Rabbi Gamliel? He calls him the machriya. Now, Pirsha ben etam ha-asam, the ha-biach kachra, k'shav chalashas. Ben etam explains, yes, when he says he's like the machriya, it's like when throughout Shas, when you say the machriya, says Tosfos v'loi nehira, that doesn't seem to be correct. What's considered hachra? When you have two opinions mentioning two ideas and one saying extreme yes, one saying extreme no, and the other one says somewhere in the middle. But there is only explaining the reason of Bishamai, and therefore says Tosfos, that's not what the classic machriya means over there. That's not what it means, and therefore that's not going to be the interpretation because he wasn't being machriya. He was just actually coming to explain the reasoning of Bishamai, and that's a logical reasoning, and therefore we rule like him, which is like Bishamai. Now, the Rach Pirsh, the Rabbein Chanal, gives a different interpretation. He says, what does it mean, in achra shlishas machras? What does it mean, the third opinion is not machriya? It doesn't mean a third opinion. Hay nachra dar shlish, it means the deciding opinion of a third generation. K'mar yibishmol Rabbi Yisi, like that story, yibishmol Rabbi Yisi, that shahaya dar shlish l'bisham Yisil, which that's the Gemara and Pesachim we brought, that he was a third generation from Bisham Yisil. But it explains Tosfos, Rabbein Chananam, but lav davka dar shlish, you're right, not necessarily a third generation. Elohu adin sheni, it would be even a second generation. But throughout Shas, we mentioned that a third generation opinion does not decide the halacha, Mishum Brais the Pesachim, simply because of that Brais and Pesachim, where that happened to be, and that's the precedent. If Yishmo B'Bisi was a third generation, he says, no, your opinion cannot decide because you're third generation. Therefore, we always mention Achra Shlishas, but it's really because it's later generation. So, Tosfos said that this halacha of the Machriya is not in all situations. It's only when they had mentioned it, and then a third opinion says something in the middle. But if not, then it's not going to be necessarily the halacha like quote the machriya. Rabbi Chanan says achra shlishis is a third generation, where if you're a later generation, then you also cannot be machriya. The next taste the masala begins the words of the Gemara lematz Shabbos after Shabbos richitz miyat. Then you could bathe right away. Taste comes to explain actually, there's no, although from the wording it would seem misleading, Taste actually says there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov regarding bathing and regarding steam bathing. The Gemara brought that the bathhouse, that the holes, the pipes were closed up from before Shabbos. So as our Tosfos Maskil says, so you could go in and bathe right after Shabbos. No problem about like waiting because of Maisa Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, you cannot bathe. So says Tosfos, Davka L'Urchitz. That's only bathing was forbidden to be done on Shabbos, at least in that point in history. Avala Zia, but for regarding steam bathing, Nechnas Avala B'Shabbos Mazia. You could go in even on Shabbos and steam bathe. K'may B'Yamtiv. Like Yamtiv K'dom B'Samach, like the Brisa says, right after that. That if you close up the holes from before Yom Tov, on Yom Tov you can go in and steam bathe in the bathhouse, because as Tosfos explains that Philip is Shabbos have a zeh yashari out the gzera, because even on Shabbos steam bathing was permitted until the gzera, which they added on steam bathing also, and so too actually ulach gzera after they made the gzera Philip Yom Tov astru, even on Yom Tov it was forbidden, Because actually, as Tosaf proves, that Yom Tov Ketani, it was actually regarding an incident of Yom Tov, that then the Braisa says, Misharabu Oiv Ravera, once the sinners started making problems and they were really doing the wrong thing, saying they were doing the right thing, Hischid Lesser, they started making forbidden, and that's going on the story of Yom Tov, that you couldn't even steam bathe on Yom Tov. So now, based on this, Tosaf is bothered with a question. So why, when the Braisa mentions the prohibition about bathing, meaning that you're allowed to bathe right after Shabbos, it mentions Shabbos, regarding the permissibility of steam bathing, it mentions on Yom Tov, wait a second, you're telling me it's the same halacha, so l'irvinu b'lisnini, you mix it together, say it as one big halacha. Merchet shepaku nekov merev Shabbos, oy merev Yom Tov, if the pipes were closed up from before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, so it's the same halacha. L'macha nechnas mezia, at least in that point in history, so tomorrow you can go in Shabbos or Yom Tov and steam bathe. Well, the matzah Shabbos of Yom Tov, and after Shabbos and Yom Tov, rechitz miyad, then you can bathe right away. Because if you tell me for rechitza and zeya, they both have the same halacha, that rechitza you cannot, and zeya you could. Says to us, you're right, but eli er v'tonilu, had they put it together, then havamina, I would have said, although it's said together, that the davka b'Shabbos asra zeya. When we're saying that zeya is prohibited, I would have said that when they subsequently made it forbidden, that that was only on Shabbos. But lo b'Yom Tov. We're d'ubdu d'maisa, because although there's a story brought which ultimately led to prohibiting steam bathing too, that was b'Shabbos ab. L'hachi mafuk, therefore the Braisa separates them. Where now it's clear from the fact that it's going on the halach of Yom Tov, that hashtu mishrabu ibravei, when we're saying that there was more sinners that they made the zeyah forbidden, koyan Yom Tov, was going on the halach right before that, which is talking about Yom Tov, of a loya Shabbos, not on Shabbos. Because the zeyah lahusku gabba Shabbos, because the steam bathing is not mentioned regarding Shabbos, it's mentioned regarding Yom Tov. So therefore, now you cannot make an error and say that it was only at Shabbos that they made Zeyah forbidden, because that actually is not mentioned. It's only known that it covers Chamivim Yom Tov, and therefore, if Zeyah is forbidden on Yom Tov, it's sure on Shabbos. So Tosafot told us that before the Gezerah, Zeyah was permitted on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and after the Gezerah, it's forbidden by both of them. So why isn't it say together, Shabbos and Yom Tov, is that you shouldn't think that the subsequent Gezerah of Zeyah was only on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. Here next, Tosafot, the Masechta begins the words of the Gemara, El Shachamin Shaloi Mechubib Ben Nesar. It's just that the heat source in that bathhouse was covered with boards, which Tisus is bothered with the opinion of Rabbi Huda mentioned previously, which the Gemara said that the bathhouse that Rabbi Elazar ben Zayin ben Akiva had, that they washed themselves off with after they had schwitzed, was covered with boards. Now, Pirush b'Kodesh Rashi explains, so since it was covered with boards, they didn't have to be concerned that it was heat up on Shabbos from the heat of the bathhouse. Rather, it was heat up from before Yom Tov, and therefore they were able to wash themselves off over there. Now, Taisa says, a mashmash is saver, so it sounds like that Yehuda holds, shenishtatfu b'chamen, that they washed themselves off with the hot water on Shabbos, shehuchum b'erev Shabbos, where they weren't concerned that it was heat up on Shabbos. Then that's the way Rashi says, heat up from before Shabbos. But the problem is, So therefore they were able to wash themselves with hot water because it was heated up from before Shabbos. But El also Rabbi Huda Gufa, but Rabbi Huda himself said previously that you're not allowed to wash yourself off with hot water on Shabbos, even though it was heated from before Shabbos. It says Taisa Vishema Yechalik bin Shabbos Yom Tov. Maybe Huda would differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yeah, only on Shabbos you're not allowed to wash yourself with hot water that was heated from before Shabbos, but on Yom Tov you'd be permitted to. But I mean, it says Taisa anyways, but Tesefta Garcina and the Tesefta actually the gears to the broad with Nishtatva Bitsainen. Actually, this that they washed themselves off after they schwitzed was not with hot water. It was with cold water. So, wait a second. So, what's El Shecham Shalem Chupin? So, what's the relevancy of saying that the hot water was covered with boards? That's not regarding that they knew that the hot water that they're using was not heated on Yom Tov, but rather from before Yom Tov. It's simply because they were using cold water anyway. It's V'la Yizbur Ho'aylam Sherechtu B'Cham. It's that the people out there won't think that they heated themselves, that they're all wet is from the hot water in the bathhouse because it was covered with boards, and therefore that makes sense. What Rabbi Huda said previously, that he said that yeah, you're also allowed to wash yourself with cold water, just not with hot water. That's the same thing that we're bringing here in the story, where they only washed themselves with cold water and not with hot water. And this you have to say mechubim in the sarim wasn't for them; it was for the people who that they're not going to think anymore that they had washed themselves with hot water, but rather it was like it was regarding with cold water.